This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And you are invited to join us right here by dialing in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username tonight is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. You have to send a quick friend request if you haven't done that yet, and we'll approve it. You'll be good to go to call from that point forward. Apparently, earlier today, one person dead, at least four injured in a shooting at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California.
You're supposed to call it a campus. All the hip places call their headquarters campuses.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. A campus always makes me think of a school, but I suppose it
I think that's the idea.
A wider definition, I suppose.
It's nice, like a school, and everybody's relaxed like a school, and we have, like, workout areas and places to play like a school. And
yeah, it seems a little weird. But anyway, Ian and Mark here as normal. Johnson's got the night off, Mark, because you wanted to bring in a special guest co-host.
That's right. So this is Brian. He is part of my Quaker meeting, but I don't bring in a lot of people from sort of the outside, that kind of thing. Brian is a...
From the outside.
Yeah, outside. Brian's a pretty interesting guy, though. So I think that we'll find some interesting takes from him. So, Brian?
Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you. We're going to I heard that you want to talk about transhumanism or being against transhumanism, and we can certainly get into that. In fact, I've got a tech story to start out here. Of course, besides the shooting at YouTube here today, which, of course, is in California.
Kind of a tech story.
It is a tech story. We don't know what the motivation behind the shooting was, I don't think, at this point. It's probably way too early. We could tell you the details there, but there's not a whole lot that I suspect is particularly well known at this point, except for the fact that a large shooting has occurred in one of the states with the most strict gun laws in the country, California.
Yep, I can tell you the people who are into identity politics are watching this closely to see whether or not the person is called a terrorist and what their ethnicity is as a result.
I did hear a rumor, early report was that it was actually a female shooter in this particular case.
Well, she's clearly not a terrorist.
Which would be unusual, but she was also allegedly wearing a headscarf, so who knows.
Wow.
Again, that was a very, very early report. So if you want to share your thoughts with us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. From thedailybeast.com, though, Generation Z is already bored by the internet.
Are they busy looking at their memes? They're done looking at their memes and ready for a nap?
Teenagers today have unprecedented access to technology, and yet many report they've never been so bored. You remember what it was like, right? You know, teenagers.
I remember being bored, yes, but I didn't have the internet to be bored with.
There's a notion among older people that teens with their smartphones and unlimited internet access never experience boredom. CNN and other media outlets have repeatedly declared that smartphones have killed boredom as we know it. Quote, today we don't have time to daydream. Waiting in the doctor's office or standing in line, we can check our email, play Angry Birds, or Twitter. A media consultant once declared in Huffington Post. But today's teens are still bored, often incredibly so. They're just more likely to experience a new type of boredom, which is called phone bored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been bored in years, and I've taken time to relax.
Yeah.
And I've been happy to have that, but maybe it's just that this is more of a phenomenon of being young. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. But I know that if I told my grandmother I was bored, she would quickly have some kind of gardening implement in my hand.
She'd come up with something for you.
Yeah, but by it would be awful. So I learned not to use that terminology ever.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but you know, if you're bored, it's your problem.
Yeah.
You know, you're the one who can cure that any old time you want to by having things you're interested in and having a to-do list and, you know, things that are important.
Yeah, I'm sure I get my 10-year-old to put together a to-do list.
Well, I understand what you're saying. But as today's teens are still bored, often incredibly so, as members of what has
been
dubbed...
Can you believe my son's a tween?
He's now 10.
Yeah.
Generation Z, a cohort that spans those born roughly between the years of 1998 and 2010.
98, 2010, okay.
Today's teens and tweens have had unparalleled access to technology. So that would put Jack in this range.
Yeah. He's Generation Z, yeah.
Generation Z. Many.
He is not bored on whenever he manages to get a hold of some connected device, though, I can assure you.
Okay. He's still very interested in that, huh?
Yeah. He doesn't get much time. He doesn't get that kind of all-day kind of time that some kids may get.
Mm-hmm. Many have had smartphones since elementary school, if not middle school. They've grown up with high-speed internet, laptops, and social media. It's tempting to think that these devices, with their endless ability to stimulate, offer salvation from the type of mind-numbing boredom that is so core to the teenage experience. But humans adapt.
Maybe they're just mind-numbed.
Humans adapt to the conditions that surround them, and technical advances are no different. What seemed novel to one generation feels passé to the next. To many teens, smartphones and the internet have already lost their appeal. So does that mean that they're going to go outside and, you know, play a baseball game or something like that? What does that mean?
Throw a ball back and throw a frisbee back and forth?
Or just, are they just going to complain about it? Are they just going to complain about how bored they
are? I'm going to take that.
Phone boredom occurs when you're technically on your phone.
I'm on this site called Imgur. It's spelled Imgur, but I guess they call it Imgur. And it seems to be populated by people who are proud of depression, proud of okay. They use terminology like depression nap. Apparently, daily they take things that are called depression naps, and you know, like. Suicide or the desire for non-existence, probably more accurately, seems to be just this kind of thing that's extolled there. And I'm amazed by this. I want the opposite, right? Like, I want...
is this what you're picking up from just looking at the memes that they're posting?
I'm no noob there. Yeah. I'm going to be celebrating my fourth cake day relatively soon.
Okay, you're there a lot, then. You spend a lot of time.
That means I've been there for 4 years off and on, kind of looking around. But, yeah, I mean, and... it's kind of just very interesting.
And the way that the demographics of the site are younger than you?
They seem generally? To be. They don't have profiles or anything like that where you can sort of check these things, but it seems to be younger people. If what the images that they put up are kind of any indication of what that might be like. And, well, when I see things... you know, talking about depression, and it's interesting, they always have these defensive depression memes, too, sort of like, you don't know, have any idea what it's like to be depressed, shut up, you mayn't give any advice on depression or anything like that. Apparently, saying things like, well, exercise will probably cure 90% of y'all, is just, you know,
as
callous as you can possibly be.
Phone boredom, they say, occurs when you're technically on your phone, but you're still bored out of your mind. It's that feeling when you're mindlessly clicking around, opening and closing apps, looking for something to do digitally, and finding the options uninteresting. Have y'all ever experienced that?
Phone boredom?
Phone boredom.
I can't say that I have. It's a big internet. There's plenty to read.
I guess if I feel that way.
Yeah.
I would put down the device and look at, you know, either run through my mental Rolodex or check one of my existing to-do lists and do that thing, whatever that is. There's always, you know,
it's always a thing.
I got a farm.
Right.
There's something to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Right now, there's something to do.
Yeah.
Somebody could clean out the garage, you know.
I can relate to this somewhat. I've had this happen where I feel like I've run out of things to do on my phone. I've absolutely felt that way.
It's time to go to bed then.
Right. Like, okay, I'm done for today. Or like you said, okay, that's an indicator that it's time to go back to the to-do list.
If it's daylight out, you do one of the things on the to-do list. If it's dark out, you go to bed.
Right. So I can say I understand where they're coming from on that. And even though while I know in my mind, Brian, that there is an internet out there of unending capacity, I feel as though I've hit the dead ends of the internet. Like I've tapped out in my interests, which I know is not true, but I guess I can relate to some of these teenagers. Not that I feel that very often, but there's definitely been some times where it's like, okay, well, I don't really have anything else to do on this phone here, so next, you know, now what?
Yeah, I suppose if you have nothing to do, like there's no to-do list for you, yeah. And everything that any adult's going to give you is going to stink, which of course it would.
Yeah, so a teenager
have no skills.
Right, a teenager would really find that to be a dead end, whereas I can pick up a to-do list and say, oh yeah, that's a priority, I need to do that, just don't remember it, that's why I have the to-do list. They don't have, many of them, that. They've never been encouraged, probably, to build that particular concept in their life.
If you think I mean to the millennials, think I mean I'm going to be to the Generation Z.
There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And so in the studio here with you tonight, my name is Ian. We also have with us...
Brian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into the top chat room there, and we will join you, and you'll be on the air with us to talk about what you want. We're starting out the show here tonight, and hopefully we're going to talk about transhumanism on the way. But to start, talking about technology in our lives today, and specifically in the lives of teenagers who, according to thedailybeast.com, many of them are finding themselves bored with the internet. We'll continue with that story here in moments, as first we go to Mortified Penguin on the line in Virginia. Hello there, Penguin.
Hey, Ian. I just heard Mark mention Imgur. I've probably been on there for 3 or 4 years myself. Mm-hmm. And it's got a certain interesting predominating culture on there. There's definitely a lot of kind of different kind of people on there. I mean, do you use that site for a lot of like sharing different posts and commenting, or do you put your own personal pictures up there?
Oh, I rarely put something up. My opinions stink by their, their estimation.
Is there discussion on that site?
Yeah, there's all kinds of lots of comments underneath it. Okay. So, I'm a cranky old guy on the air. I'm not really much different in real life. And so when I get up there, they're not going to really like the things that I have to say generally. So,
feedback, though, is great.
Yeah, I try to, keep my opinions off of there. And I don't make images. By any stretch of the imagination, I do like to look at them. What I'll do is I'll grab memes. It's the best place to get new memes
and share them.
Throw them up on Free Talk Live's page, and then they get lots of views because they're fresh.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of them. It's great because there's constantly content being posted by just an incredibly huge user base all over the world. So there's a lot of great memes. Sometimes I'll upload memes that I find elsewhere on there, but I get a lot of content from there. But it's great because you're constantly having new content every second being posted, pretty much, and you can comment. It's great for trolling.
Yeah,
get a lot of instant feedback.
Yeah, if you stay on user sub, you'll certainly find the trollish denizens right there.
So are they categorized?
So there's the most popular.
Because all I've ever done with that site is make a meme
and
like share it, and that's it.
Right. So you can share that meme on that site, and then people will say things about it, or they won't, and they'll upvote it or downvote it, and that's pretty much what happens. And then the people can comment on comments and that sort of thing. So the ones that get lots of upvotes get then moved to
like the front page.
Most popular.
Okay.
Front page, yeah.
Yeah, and so you can see, you can sort them by popularity, or you can sort them by newest, and you can sort them by most popular or user submitted. So if you're looking at the newest and then user submitted, you're going to see just anything that anybody posts. So for whatever reason, if people post a picture of their stove, it'll be there. Or they have this sort of rule against selfies. So basically they'll downvote you to hell if you put up a selfie or something that looks like a selfie or whatever. And they have this predisposition for sort of well-written stories with images that go along that kind of talk about sad things that have occurred. They're very feely oriented there. And so they'll be that, and you're losing weight. So they love themselves a good weight loss story, triumph in the end, that kind of thing. And of course, dogs and cats, they like those things. And you talk about how you love your dog or your cat, you'll get lots of upvotes.
Yeah, and it's also very contrarian because then there's also the people that hate all those things too. And it's just it's just a fun site. It's a lot of content. I have a lot of downtime at work. It's just fun. You'll never get bored with technology if you're just constantly clicking through. Because it's just like a picture of somebody's stove or pictures of somebody's, like lug nuts on their car or something crazy. Just constantly random stuff being posted all the time, different memes and opinions.
So you don't experience this phone boredom. You've never had the feeling of running out of things to do on the internet.
Back when 3G and stuff first started, I started using my phone, but I use a desktop. Mm-hmm. If I'm by myself, I'll try to find something other to do than fidgeting on my phone. A lot of the users on that site are basically scrolling on their phone. There are a lot of memes about that, like on the toilet, and just on their downtime, just scrolling on their phone, and just whatever new pictures get posted. But, I mean, I don't do that. I've been there, but I'd call in, do the call-in lines on the LRN if I'm bored half the time or some other thing to fidget.
Or just call Free Talk Live. It's what we're here for. We solved that problem. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Penguin. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Although we'd prefer you have a topic, somebody calling in to say, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
It's not going to go real well.
Yeah, it's not.
That's what you listen for.
Particularly interesting. According to the story at thedailybeast.com, whereas previous generations might have scrolled through channels on the radio or wandered into different rooms in their house or flicked through countless television channels, today's teens say they'll sometimes open and close up to 20 to 30 apps, hoping that something, anything, will catch their attention.
Buddy, talk to me.
Quote, when I'm bored, while I'm on my phone and I'm switching between different apps, I'm just searching for something to do, said Addie, a 15-year-old in Long Island. She says, quote, it's like walking around your house in circles, unquote. Often, they'll find nothing on their phone entertaining and simply zone out and daydream.
Get out of the house, walk around the block, get some exercise.
To a parent or casual observer, the phone-bored teen may appear engaged. After all, they're on their phone, which many people consider an inherently engaging activity, but in reality, they're bored out of their mind. Quote, I can be in my bed for hours on my phone, and that's me being bored, said Maxine Marcus, 17-year-old and founder of the Ambassadors Company, a teen consulting business. Quote, you think that we're so entertained...
What is a teen consulting business?
you think that we're so entertained because we're on our phones all the time.
Is it like teens that come to your business and give you your opinion about how things are going?
I don't know.
Or is it like adults that come and talk to your teen and give them advice about how they think their lives are going? I can't not
Good
imagine
question.
What a teen consultant is.
You could reach out to the Ambassador's Company, Mark.
Is it an old person that goes to an old person's company and tries to pretend like they know what the teens talk about? Because that always reminds me of the DJs, right? So
what do you mean, the DJs?
Well, in our business, you're
radio
both,
disc jockey?
Yeah, radio disc jockeys.
Because there's club DJs as well.
Yeah, okay. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about radio disc jockeys. These guys just are on the air, so nobody necessarily knows what their age is. And they'll milk that whole, I work for the rock station thing forever. I mean, they could be 70.
Sure.
And, you know, they're going to stay in that line of work because that's what they're doing. And they know how to push those buttons. They're skilled.
So you're saying the DJs that work at, like, a top 40 station where their audience is half their age? That,
right. I mean, you know, what are they but basically a teen consultant, probably a 20-something consultant, but nonetheless.
The teenager, 17-year-old, says, you think we're so entertained because we're on our phones all the time, but just because we're on it doesn't mean we're engaged or excited. I get bored on my phone all the time.
Come on out to jiu-jitsu class. We'll give you something to do.
She said, when you're bored on your phone, you're just sitting with your own thoughts. You're on it, but it's just an action, so your brain still goes wherever it wants to. You get bored, and you start thinking and daydreaming, she said. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Have you been phone bored, and, well, are you a teenager, or does it happen to other people as well? This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you are invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're feeling bored on the Internet and you've run out of things to do, I would ask, have you gone to liberty.menu yet and added your business to that that site? It's a great site. It is something that libertarians have long been asking for, which is to say a directory of liberty-oriented businesses, people who are running businesses wherever it is in the world that would like to have more freedom-friendly customers. So this is the point of liberty.menu, is to bring those two groups of people together. So whether you're a business owner or a customer, potential customer, if you're somebody who's an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. So get on over there and add whatever items that you have. It's not just for business. It's also maybe you've got a Liberty event of some sort. I know the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has got their convention coming up this month, and that is listed over at liberty.menu. So events, also digital content, something that you've created that's now online, for instance, you want to share with other people. This is another way to get some potential eyes on that. And it's completely free to use this site. So really, there's no reason not to do it. Just go to liberty.menu and you can add whatever you want there. In fact, there's not a limit. It's all free. So head on over to liberty.menu. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, I'm Ian. We've also got
Brian
and Mark.
And so, of course, here, 855-450 free like freedom. That's our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about phone boredom. And according to thedailybeast.com, they say that it hits when you've cycled through everything there is to do on your device and you're left feeling stranded. And they say that it's important to note that the majority of the time users spend on their phones, they do spend engaged. Tech companies go to exorbitant lengths to keep users active and attentive. If you're posting photos, you're commenting, you're reading, or watching something on your phone, they say you're not phone bored. But Sarah, who's 14 in New York, describes it this way. She says, quote, "I'll go on Insta," that's Instagram, and it's just
people. Too long of a word to get all the way through it, huh? All right.
She says it's just people.
I hate people. You know that, right? Like, just all of them. And it kind of it goes down as far as chronological age as to how much I like them.
Well, I don't know if she's speaking to them or if this is a text response that she, you know, sent them.
LOL.
Who knows? Although that's the only shortened word here in the paragraph.
Right.
She says, "I'll go on Insta, and it's just people all talking about the same things. I'm like, I already heard that, or I already saw that. It's like when you've seen everything there is to see in your Insta feed."
This is a 14-year-old girl, right? Okay.
I just got a little internet bored hearing her talk,
right.
If I'm honest.
I started out a little internet bored, too. Yeah.
She says, "It's like when you've seen everything there is to see on your Insta feed or on the internet. We see the same
everything that there is to see on the internet." I wonder if Rotten.com still is up.
I bet it is.
I don't think I want to type. I'll go into incognito.
We see the same lip gloss, the same eyebrow style, the same meme like 14 times. It all gets old, and then you get bored. Violet, who's 15 years old in the UK, says, quote, "Sometimes I feel like I've seen everything there is to see on the internet. I'll circle around on different sites or apps. Sometimes I feel like I've reached the end of the internet. I'll just watch the same videos on YouTube until eventually I'm so bored I start clicking random things on my phone."
I hate these people.
There was a book that came out a couple of years ago called Hooked, and it was about, do you know this book?
No, but we have talked about internet addiction. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it was called Hooked, and it was about how they were deliberately taking a lot of the principles from classical conditioning and from basically slot machines and building those into the social media apps. That's why all of them are based around this infinite feed.
Right, because you can keep scrolling.
Yes, because you can keep scrolling.
Always
forever.
Content, just a scroll away.
Yep.
And I think that probably the worst offenders on this are things like Warhammer and these Morgs. Is that what they're called? The multiplayer online role playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are obviously, I mean, they, you know, you pay a fee monthly to participate. And I mean, sometimes every once in a while you'll find some story of some Asian who's killed themselves playing it. Just, you know, just didn't get up from their seat, and finally their heart couldn't get all the blood out of their butt anymore, and they're dead.
So does the book address the gaming issue, or is it just social media that they look
at? Well, it talks about all of it. Mm-hmm. Like, under the hood, it's all roughly the same principle.
Same techniques.
But if you're trying to maximize X, where X is page views or number of minutes spent on the site or whatever. Yeah, in addiction research, they talk about the difference between a kind of like a flow or like a dull gambling and a thrill-based gambling, and most of the internet is based around the dull feeling.
Really?
Yeah, people who just basically kind of want to totally zone out as a way to avoid, you know, problems, feelings, whatever, as opposed to kind of, you know, Dostoevsky freaking out, throwing dice, going for the big thrill as a way to avoid things.
I watched a horse race. I don't remember even where we were, that I ended up at some... Oh, it was, we were in West Palm. After the North American Bitcoin Conference, we went to my wife's aunt's house, and I guess there's a horse track there. And somehow or another, we ended up at a horse track. I don't know... We didn't place any bets that I can recall. We're not sort of the gambling type, but I love seeing the animals. And I would think that that's kind of the thrill because, you know, Jack and I, my son and I, were trying to, decide which horse was going to be first. And I'm just looking at the, you know, which one is most likely to win. I'm going to take the one with the best odds and go with that. And, you know, whereas Jack's, he's picking colors and favorite, mm-hmm. you know, the way the horse looks.
Yeah.
Right. He's got his preferences, yeah. And I'm sure they're based on something that's important to him. But, you know, he was right once, by the way.
He
did beat Dad. So, you know.
Is that legal to take somebody who's under 18 gambling?
You could take them to the track. There were plenty of young people at the track. Obviously, they wouldn't have let him in if it wasn't appropriate. Huh. They're happy to sell him $5 French fries there. Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Hey, let's talk to Ralph. He's in Old Town, Maine. You can call in about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It doesn't have to be internet addiction or boredom now. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hi. About media consolidation and Colin Powell.
What about him?
Yeah, well... the other night when I called in, I was talking about Senator McCain and how he was a traitor. Remember that?
I don't remember.
It, neither do the listeners. So yeah. If you get you have to reference it, you have to bring us all back up to date.
Okay, Colin Powell is he actually he grew up he speaks Yiddish. He was a Shabbos goy, which means that he did work for Orthodox Jewish people that, you know, they couldn't work on their Sabbath. Well, he started out, so he got advanced, and he was in Vietnam, and you've heard of the My Lai massacre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he covered that up. When the My Lai massacre happened, he came out with relations between American soldiers and Vietnamese people are excellent. That was his quote on the My Lai massacre, where 500 Vietnamese men, women, and children, unarmed, were just totally obliterated by American troops. Well, anyway, he went on to become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State, you know, and we all know, like, how he held up the vial and said, you know, this was uranium from... yellow cake uranium from Niger, and, you know, and they had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So we went in because this general, you know, said to go in, and that's what was going on. Well, anyway, so we know what the outcome was, and it was lies, and so we know he's a liar. We know he, you know, covered up stuff like the My Lai
massacre. For the government. There's a good chance he's a liar.
Many people don't realize that his son, Michael Powell, was the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission.
Yep.
He was the president of the National Cable and Telecommunications Commission, and he started the deregulation, which increased rampant media consolidation. So now we have basically five large corporations that own over 90% of all the radio, television, billboards, internet content providers. See, this is how
two of them are in bankruptcy.
These traders are advanced.
That's true.
The globalist agenda is put forward.
I think it's like 15% of the radio stations in America are currently in bankruptcy.
Right, Cumulus and what was known as Clear Channel.
Yeah, iHeartMedia.
In bankruptcy. Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. So that may mean that those stations will end up getting sold off to smaller owners soon. So there may be deconsolidation coming.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome you. Drink responsibly.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything that you want here. We're talking about kind of two different aspects of the internet and the way people are reacting to it today. Specifically, one term that I'd not heard before, but I can understand it, phone boredom, something that a lot of teenagers are experiencing, but also others. And then it probably also has a relationship to internet addiction as well, to where, you know, you're constantly online, but you've run out of things to do. And so, therefore, you find yourself, as a couple of these teens have said in the story here at the Daily Beast, feeling like they've hit the end of the internet. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Brian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go to Bitcoin.com to learn the basics about the very first cryptocurrency, decentralized cryptocurrency to take the world by storm. Bitcoin is still a thing. And, in fact, I've got an interesting article tonight about why Bitcoin will probably remain on top for the foreseeable future.
Of the cryptocurrencies? So top of what?
Yeah, the top of cryptocurrencies. Okay. Why Bitcoin is special is the name of the article. It was really interesting. If we get the chance, we'll tell you about that. But there's also on deck here transhumanism that we can talk about. But if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Again, if you want to learn about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. There's no easier address to remember and no better place to go to get started. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here with the DailyBeast.com, interviewing teenagers. So far, I think all female teenagers about being bored on their phones. So even though they've got this connection to the world's knowledge, to the sum accumulation,
the sum total of human knowledge sets in their hands, and they're bored.
They're bored
because their friends' Instagram accounts don't have new memes on them.
Right.
Time to take a nap.
Basically, what the last one said. A depression nap is
depression nap.
Some people do.
God.
Ariana is a 14-year-old in Florida. She says she thinks phone boredom disproportionately strikes teens, since she and others like her have grown up with social media and mobile phone technology. She said she got her first phone in sixth grade, and after a few months, it began to get old. Quote, when you first get social media, your first initial thoughts are like, whoa, this is so cool. You're commenting, liking, following pages, interacting. You're not bored, and it's a great distraction. Over time, you get used to the feeling and scrolling and viewing people's pics and posts and stories, and that makes you feel bored after a while. You start looking for other things to do or just letting your mind wander. And if this does result in people looking for other things to do, then I think that's great. Like, if that's the end result of being bored on your phone, is people actually
I suspect these things aren't productive that they're finding to do.
Yeah. Well, as she says, it's a great distraction. So the idea being that social networking isn't any kind
of work. I love that she knows that it's a distraction.
Right.
I mean, I like that.
There are several ways to relieve phone boredom.
Like, there's real life, and then there's the thing you do on your phone.
Obviously, the most simple solution would be to log off, put your phone away, and as parents love to say, go outside. And many teens do just that, or get involved in other offline projects. Sarah said she got so bored by her phone once she logged off and made some taglines for her grandfather's ribbon company, one of which got used by the company in a national magazine ad. But often phone-bored teens seek a solution on their phones themselves. Like anyone, they'll text and hit up friends, post in a group chat, or come up with weird new creative projects to excite their mind. It could take the form of a new themed Instagram or Twitter account. So just open up another social media account under some other theme, or creating elaborate.
You need themes for your social media account? I thought social media kind of was this. The theme is me.
Or create new types of memes. Maddie, who's 15 in Texas, says she started her popular meme page while deep in the midst of phone boredom. She says, quote, I was just refreshing my personal Instagram account over and over. Like, I'm so bored I hate this. I want to find a new community to get into. She eventually set up a new meme page and found new topics and people and ideas to explore. Others spoke about creating art on their phones or making video or music remixes using various apps in order to alleviate phone boredom. There is, however, a fine line between phone boredom and engaging in the type of unhealthy behavior on social media that can leave users feeling depressed and drained. We have talked about that in the past as well, where they're showing studies or whatever, but that people who are using, teenagers especially, using social media more so than those who don't tend towards depression, more so than those who aren't on social media. Which now is, again, is it chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
But
do depressed people use social media?
Yeah. Still very.
Are they reaching out, finally finding somebody who's going to listen to them ramble?
So some of the behavior that could leave someone feeling depressed and drained includes the type of mindless scrolling that can lead to boredom, and according to Facebook, encompasses browsing unmeaningful content without engaging. As groups like the Time Well Spent movement gain traction, even Facebook itself is working to revamp its product to create more, quote, meaningful social interactions, unquote, and curb borderline phone boredom. I know that Will Coley, the host of Call to Freedom, quit in frustration. He quit Facebook yesterday after having spent an entire day, apparently on Sunday, arguing with someone over some, petty thing.
Yeah, for me, I find that, every couple of weeks I fall into that that trap of arguing with somebody on Facebook. That's not what I want to do there.
It's certainly not productive.
And it's not my intent, but somehow or another I end up there having some kind of semantic battle or some kind of philosophical argument with somebody or something like that. And I can't tell you how many times people have said, very few times have people said to me, man, you've really changed my opinion. Bye. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for taking the time with me. Mostly it's like, you're an a-hole. Shut up.
Blocked.
Yeah. Fine. I mean, I don't get blocked that often because I don't cuss.
Yeah.
Like, my hard, fast rule is I will not cuss at you. You can call me all the names you want to call me, and I will not do it.
The people who argue with you on Facebook sound like Grandpa from The Simpsons in your head.
I don't know what they sound like, but I can't say that I'm, I can't. It's just non-productive activity. Why am I?
Not that you were necessarily being productive before the argument started.
Here's my question. Two things happen. One, I give my time to someone whom I don't know, yep. like my valuable seconds on this planet, I give them away to some jerk, and I'm unhappy after I did. That is not
lose,
an exchange that I should continue to interact in.
Right.
Because they may be wrong, and they may be sitting on the internet, but I don't change that. They walk away confident in their ignorance. And what's the point of that? Why do I continue to make the same mistake over and over again and give these
because
people...
Because you're there?
Yeah. It's not activism. Yeah. If it was activism, you'd accomplish something.
Right. Yeah. Facebook is not activism, and it never really was. It was always a supposed way to get people to connect with one another. But if by connecting with so many people, you've connected with people that are undesirable, then it's not really helping. Ariana and other teens say that they hate when their parents tell them the amount of time they're spending on their phone is unhealthy. She admitted that, yes, sometimes she's not using her phone in the most productive way, but she said that it's also opened up an entire new world and brought, quote, so much good stuff, unquote, into her life. When she gets phone bored, zones out, and stares at her screen, she doesn't freak out about it. She says, quote, older people don't really like technology. They're always trying to put it down or not accept it. She says further that it's so important that older generations realize we're not just obsessed with our phones. It's so much more than that.
I don't know what
I don't know what that means. Yeah. Older people, she says, think that our world will end because we all have this access to social media and technology that our minds are going to stop evolving or something. I've heard that many times. It's not true at all, unquote.
No, we're going to stop evolving if because of a lack of natural selection. Stupid, inferior people don't die as a result of living, right? So, you know, the infant mortality rate is quite low, and we have all kinds of ways to repair people who do dumb things. As a matter of fact, YouTube's full of them. Watch skateboard fail. Just put that in and watch the amount of people that should
try really dumb ideas on a skateboard.
Young men who would not have transferred genetic information onto progeny 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, are now able to do so.
Are you arguing against skateboard helmets?
I'm arguing
saying they should take a spill and crank their head.
I'm arguing against human fertility.
So going on here, Adam Perkins is a researcher and lecturer in the Department of Psychological Medicine at King's College in London. Said phone boredom may even be a good thing sometimes. He said that it could potentially stop children from engaging in more destructive thought patterns or daydreaming, which can lead to unhappiness. He also cautioned worried adults from jumping to conclusions about smartphones ruining kids' brains. Certainly technology can be addictive and has undeniable effects, but are those worse than things previous generations dealt with? Debatable. He said that evolution takes a long time to catch up with technology. Smartphones came out 10 years ago. It's not enough time to change kids' evolution of their brains. I think I'm quite optimistic about the benefits of smartphones. They are a good thing.
Well, what they say about so many of these programs, I guess, is that they're, you know, they hit very ancient dopamine centers and these sorts of things. It's not that they're new. It's they're mimicking old stuff.
Coming up, transhumanism. We'll take technology to a completely different level. And Brian, who's joining us as a special guest, he's not a fan, from what I understand. We'll talk about that, and you can share your thoughts. Are you a transhumanist? You're welcome to share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.